Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings of this Eastertide. Jesus, who was dead, is alive again. And in the tokens of bread and wine, we find his promise that those also who put their trust in him shall not be swept away by death, but shall have eternal life. Help each one of us to put darkness out of our lives. Make us willing and able to change our old ways into Easter ways, so that how we behave may bear out what we believe, and so that Christ's new creation may become in us not just a hope, but a reality. Lord, in your mercy. We pray, Lord, for your church throughout the world as it endeavors to carry the Easter message to a desperate and tormented world. We pray for all those who have been called to be ministers and pastors in all the various denominations of your church, that they may be united in the message of hope that they proclaim this Eastertide. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We ask you, Lord, to bless Elizabeth, our Queen, and all the royal family. We pray for families and friends, for healing of broken relationships. We pray especially for those preparing for marriage at this time, that you will bless them with lifelong commitment to one another. And please give healing and grace to us, our families and friends, and to all our neighbors, that we may serve Christ in one another and love as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We thank you, Lord God, for the Easter message of hope and reconciliation. We pray for all the leaders of the nations, that you will give them wisdom, compassion, and understanding. We pray for all who work for peace and to bring comfort and hope to a poor and needy world. Please bring to our troubled and fragile world your peace. Peace among all the nations, peace in our land, peace in our homes, and peace in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for those who have been killed as a result of the conflict in Afghanistan, and for their loved ones who mourn, that you will give them comfort and hope. We pray also for those members of our church family who are unwell or recovering from operations at this time. Pray especially for John Burge and for Peter Danks, and others we name in our hearts as we ask you, Lord, to bless and heal all those who are sick and sorrowing, enfolding each of them in your arms of love. And we also give thanks for the lives of those who have recently died, and ask you to bless those who are mourning their loss. We remember John Franks, Fiona Dodsworth, Anne Hammond, Vera Friedman, and Joyce Burnham. And we thank you, Lord God, for the memory of those who died in earlier years at this time, who are named in our Book of Remembrance: Eileen Rose, Jack Holman, Sybil Bellingham, and Vi Bowley. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
So come, Lord, to us now, in the fullness of your risen presence, and make yourself known to us again through the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Praise God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.